Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so happy. Today is such a beautiful day, and it's snowing here in Northern California. It's so beautiful. Interrupt this broadcast of Aggression Live at CBGB's because we have a guest in the studio, Dave Levine of the Hymen Blasters. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in.
Yeah, I overslept this morning. My bad.
Well, you know, I played one of your songs this morning, and I'm so happy to have this music and be remastered, and it's so beautiful. I just can't wait to take the next step with it.
I know. I listened to the new tracks, and I'm amazed at how you know they were able to lift those tracks up. It sounds brilliant. It sounds excellent. It sounds absolutely. I'm just. I'm surprised, you know. I'm really surprised with the digital technology today. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really does sound beautiful. And I'm really happy with everything that came out. And I know that you have a show coming up here pretty soon on December 13th.
Yeah, we'll be up in Paso Robles with the Rattlescence, which I believe the original members of the Adolescents, with Casey Royer from DI,
nice.
Doing the Blue album in its entirety in sequence. And
wow.
I'm looking forward to that. I haven't had a chance to see them. I've seen the Adolescents, but I haven't seen the Rattlescence. So it's a big deal for us, you know. Anyway, looking forward to it. Plus, it's a nice road trip, get out of town, all that stuff.
Right. And let's see, what do I have here? Doors open at 8 o'clock, 21 and over. And it's at Manny's Pizza in Paso Robles.
Yeah, Guardsman Productions. They do a lot of stuff up there. He does come down into Ventura. Actually, he brought DRI to Ventura. He brought the Dwarves to Ventura. But primarily, he works up there in Northern California and brings the scene up there and brings some really nice bands up there. He's brought TSOL up there. He's brought Irrepute up there, which I believe we went up there with them 1 year. And it's a good place.
It's at 2748 Spring Street in Paso Robles. And there's several other bands playing too. The Hat?
And the Perverting Bastards, I believe, is another one on the bill. And I believe there's four bands in total, as far as I'm aware.
Nice. $17 at the door. What a great deal. And the famous Casey Royer and Rattlesnake. What a great show.
I know. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. He's a really entertaining guy to watch. And I'm looking forward to seeing him perform those particular songs. You know, I've seen D.I., of course, but I have not seen him do this. So I'm looking forward to it.
And that's great, and the Hymen Blasters are going to be there. I just played one of your songs in how about another one? Let's see where we're at here. Okay. Oh, this is one of my favorites. here with Dave Levine, the singer for the Hymen Blasters. And Dave, would you tell our audience a little bit about your background and how you came to sing with the Hymen Blasters?
You know, ever since I was probably, I guess about 17, I thought 17 years old, I went to my first show about at the age of 14. I can remember when I had my dad give me a ride out there, me and my friend Danny Dunker, and had him drop us off around the corner because I didn't want anybody to see my parents drop me off at the punk show. But I think, and ironically, it was False Confession, Dr. No, Habeas Corpus, and another band called Red Rum, which actually, well, that's another story for another time. It's a little bit grim, but that day, that show, you know, being in the pit and seeing, looking up there and seeing Israel and Ishmael and people that I'm fortunate enough to call my friends today. Back then, you know, they were, you know, big time, you know, rock stars to me as a teenager and a punk rocker. And it was then that I decided that I wanted to be up on the stage looking back down at the circle, you know, and through different circumstances over the next 3 or 4 years, I went through my different phases, and read the book No One Here Gets Out Alive.
I love that book.
About Jim Morrison's life and the inception of the Doors and all that stuff. And you know, I just was hell bent on becoming a singer in a band, and an opportunity came along with Rich and Aaron, and at the time Dave Rivas was on bass guitar, who is actually coming back to do some tracks on the new album, and we just did it. at going back before that moment in time, when we got together, I believe our very first rehearsal was in Rich's garage out in Fillmore. And the neighbors weren't too happy with that. But Aaron was a perpetual for the name Hymen Blasters. And he, you know, we were teenagers. We were very young teenagers. And obviously that was a fascinating topic. So he said, wouldn't that make a great name for a band? And so fast forward to, 1988, I believe it was, we decided that we started with the name Red Groove, which was the title of one of our songs, actually. And the first album was to be entitled Hymen Blasters. And we just reversed it and said, you know what, to hell with it, man. Let's just say fuck it. And we did. And, you know, wouldn't be very punk rock to change the name now. I know a few people out there are not very impressed by it, but
I
really don't care.
Well, I have the song Red Groove ready here to play. Here you go. Red Groove by the Hymen Blasters.
Waiting now, we're thinking of it now. We're going to be taking over the world for the
a lot of different influences in the music that you write and sing in your band. And tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've done to prepare yourself to be the very best that you can.
I really can't put my finger on any one specific thing. During those times when we recorded that particular album, we were just kids, and a lot has changed since then, and now I focus more on my health and staying away from sobriety, I guess is one thing. A friend of mine has got me on a little bit of an exercise program to try to, you get older, it's time to use it or lose it, and
sure.
It's an opportunity and it's a privilege, I think, to be able to even just go out and play for an audience. And I just try to remember that, and try to focus on that. And the majority of the things that we write about are the lyrics, the melodies, everything about the songs are all based on experiences that I've gone through. And it's really sort of a organic process. I don't really put too much theory behind it. It's more of it's to me punk rock, or the Hymen Blasters have a lot of different sort of musical stylings mixed in there, but
yes, you do.
Punk rock is whatever you want it to be. It's
sure.
Whatever you want to put down, whatever you want to it's an opportunity to get out some of the things that are inside me that maybe I don't really want to say, outright, but I can put them out there metaphorically and I can scream them out loud and to have the audience react to it is just a plus. There is no greater euphoria to me than being on stage and having an audience react to your music in a positive nature. And it's just, I strive for that moment in time, And so with each song, with each rehearsal, with each thing that we do, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm trying to get. And, it's been a little bit slow going, but, we're just about ready with a new album, and I'm pretty excited. I think it's going to be something everybody's going to like. I hope so. I like it, and it's the same philosophy with just another, 30 years tacked on.
Right? Well, here I've got the wizard for you. Here we go.
He is the wizard, and he
I see that you played with the TSOL and had a really good show. I wish I could have come. And tell us how you felt about that show, how it went.
Which one?
With TSOL?
I'm sorry. Oh, we didn't. It was the Dickies. The Dickies was the most recent show.
Okay, the Dickies. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, we.
That guy is so funny. Did he play? Did he use his little puppet like he usually does?
What's that?
Did he have his little puppet?
You know, a little what? Oh, yes, he did. He did. He had. he had his whole host of pops that he throws out there, a little and blow up doll and all that stuff. He's still. I mean, the guy. I spoke to him after the show. We spent a couple minutes backstage, and he's just as energetic and just as entertaining as he's always been. You know, skipping and dancing around the stage and. I mean, a remarkable entertainer. And you know what? That was the first time that I ever sat and had a conversation with him. And, you know, it was an honor. You know, I mean, the last time, I think, again, the Dickies, going back to, I think, I'm not sure what year it was, but I believe it was sometime in the mid-80s, late 80s, they played the GBH at the Olympic Auditorium. And I saw them there as a teenager. And then again, about 2 years ago, out in Thousand Oaks. And then we were able to get a show with them in Ventura with Ill Repute, the Dickies, the Hyman Blasters, and La Vasa from Santa Barbara. And then just recently we've been getting some really neat opportunities, and this time it was the Hyman Blasters and the Dickies on the bill, and that was how the bill was played, and we brought in our friends Until We Die, you know, just to a little bit shy. It was just two bands, in my opinion. But anyway, the opportunity, the juxtaposition between going from the guy standing in the audience, looking up on the stage at your heroes, you know, at the time, to going to sharing the stage, and then having an opportunity to sit backstage and talk with them and hang out with them, basically, and you get to go back and relive these moments in time from their perspective, from your perspective, and it's just a whole different ball game. I really I don't have a good set of words to articulate what I really want to say about that, but you know, it like I said before, it's a privilege. It's really a privilege, because more than one person has come up to me and said, "You won't do a single thing with that name. You know, you will never go anywhere. You will never get to do anything. You guys will never be anything." And in one case, it was even pretty malicious, an attack that we went under because of the name. And I'm thinking, man, aren't you supposed to be another punk rocker, man? I mean, weren't you in XYZ band? I mean, how can you even say that about a band name? And so when I think about those times, all that served to do was motivate me to push forward and to keep the name, because we did consider changing it, because the music and the name kind of don't match, really, because we put a lot of effort into the music. And then, you know, the name is kind of offensive and funny and all this. And then there's a reason for that, man, because we exist in a realm of music where, a genre of music where, you know, absolute freedom of speech exists.
Sure.
You know, and nobody should be shamed or attacked because of it, you know, and to be rewarded with the opportunity to get up on stage with some of these bands You know, I do know
that... Well, you
deserve...
You worked very hard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. We all, everybody in has made huge sacrifices to keep the Heimlesses going. I can say, you know, everybody has kids, is married, has other responsibilities now, and
sure.
It is a lot of work. But, you know, I guess I'm the guy that gets everybody stuck in the position of having to do things they don't want to do, travel and do this, but you know, to me, it's part of a legacy that we'll all get to leave behind. You know, the music's going to stay forever. And
That's right. And,
you know,
I hate to tell you this, but we're down to our last few seconds of the show. I have another song to play if you're ready.
I'm sorry?
I said we're down to the last few seconds of the show, and I have another song I'd like to play if you're ready.
Yes, sir.
All right. In Looking Out. I want to to thank you for coming to the studio today, Dave. It's been great to have you on the show and showcase some of your music. And
thank
don't forget, the Hyman Blasters are playing in Paso Robles at Manny's Pizza coming up December 13th. So if you like what you heard, you better get on down there and check them out. All right, Dave. Well, it's that time again. Party or go home.
All right.
Anything you'd like to say before we go? Oh, he dropped out. All right. See y'all next time. Bye.